Welcome to Bethel's weekly podcast on Luther Small Catechism, and today we are discussing the Lord's Prayer. And today is just an overview, but I'd like to start on page 231, and we are going to read two versions of the Lord's Prayer. So Jill, would you read both, please?
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours now and forever. Amen.
Thank you. So the version that we use most often in Bethel is the first one. However, if you were to come to Holden Evening Prayer, we use the second one in our prayer time. The first one is what I was raised on. Actually, I know both, but the first one was the first one I learned. The art and thous and thys. It's more formal language. And the word used for sin is trespass. And in a previous class, we were talking about all the different biblical terms to describe sin. It can be a trespass, like there's a boundary violation. It could be wickedness or evil or iniquity. And all these involve at different levels the act of the will or willful disobedience and rebellion. So we are willfully transgressing or trespassing, going over a boundary that we shouldn't be going into. And what is that boundary? Well, those were established in the Ten Commandments. So now we're on question 230. And this Lord's Prayer follows the Ten Commandments because it reveals first how God created us to live for Him and for others. The Creed shows us all that God has done and how we might be His children and live according to His will. And now in the Lord's Prayer, we pray that the Lord's will would be done in our lives, and that we would receive His gifts in order not only to face all dangers, but also to bless others. So perhaps the biggest question of all today is, what is prayer?
This is such a cool topic, cool chapter. Prayer is speaking to God in words and thoughts.
Which is kind of cool because God knows them even before you think them or say them.
Yes, yes, yes.
But yet God wants you to pray.
Right.
Invites you to pray.
Right. I was just reading or listening to something recently, like, if God knows everything, why should we pray? Like, He already knows it. The answer was, because He wants us to ask. He wants us to come to Him. He wants us to have relationship with Him. He wants us to depend on Him. And that's so true, that the false reality that is that anything we have is not of Him. The reality is that everything we have is because of Him.
So let's stay on that thought of relationship and how prayer helps to strengthen that relationship. I can remember growing up, if I had a problem.
Right.
And you had to choose between mom or dad.
Oh, yeah.
Who would you go to?
Oh, it depends, but normally mom.
And why was that?
She was more nurturing.
And how did you know she was nurturing? I mean, I believe that, but just explain a little further.
Well, one more hugs and more. I mean, I got both from both parents, but I'm just thinking the big thing that popped into my head was like homework. My mom would help me with my homework, but so that we could get it done. My dad, especially if it was a math problem, he was wonderful at math, but a math problem we would spend forever on it, and I just wanted to get it done. And
I like that image of a math problem. So for me, I would, if I had a problem that dealt what I'm going to call with the heart, I would go to my mom because she was a patient listener. She wasn't trying to solve anything. She was just letting me pour out my heart to her and then reaffirmed that I was still okay and she still loved me. And it wasn't that anything was really solved, but I felt like I could go to her and be understood. Now, if I went to my dad, and sometimes I would choose him.
Right.
But it was always like it was my problem was a math problem to be solved. Mm. And so he would listen only so far as to understand the argument, and then he'd cut me off. And then he'd speak the solution. Well, here's what you have to do. Or it would say, well, it's your fault. What do you expect? So kind of buck up. But here's still what you need to do. So it was more solution oriented, whereas my mom, I think, was more just relational, letting me pour out my heart to her.
Sometimes I just wanted comfort. Sometimes I just wanted someone to hear me. And sometimes you just want someone on your side.
Right. So even if you blew it, even if it is your fault, you know, you want to say, I blew it. I made this mess. And well, guess what? Your mom or dad have also made messes in their life, too. And it's really nice when you can talk to somebody who understands that and can still reaffirm to you that you're still lovable.
Yes.
Well, you had said something earlier that I wanted to go back to, is that prayer, God initiates the prayer. So come to me, talk to me, so that we can have a deeper understanding of who God really is, and we can learn to trust him with everything. So God is like the perfect mom and the perfect dad.
Yes.
Sometimes we need both.
Yeah. And I have to say, there were some nights that I was up studying and was hoping that a test could be delayed, and was wishing that I had a little more time. And I grew up in a place that had snowy winters, and my mom or dad could not control the weather and could not give me a snow day, but there was always the hope that God could give me a snow day.
Yeah, I remember I actually went to a Christian college where we prayed before sports, before the event, and people would ask me to pray because no one else wanted to. But I would always, you know, what they wanted was, Lord, help us win.
Right.
But I would pray, Lord, help no one get injured, help us to play our best, and the same for the other team.
Yes.
And they would say, what? We don't want them to play their best. Well, yeah, we do, because we want to measure ourselves against them, see how good we are, too.
Iron sharpens iron.
Yeah, one loves a blowout just to win.
You play better against better players, and God loves each of us, even the other team.
Even the other team. And there are other Christians on the other team praying, too.
Yeah.
Well, let's get to on page 232, it's under C, and the question really is, is there a certain way that we have to pray? And the answer is no, but Jesus did give us a pattern, because his disciples said, teach us how to pray. And he said, well, pray like this. So let's go and look up some of these texts. We're in Luke chapter 11, and that's on page 1361 in your student Bible. I'd like for you to see this, where it is, because in verse 1, Jesus was praying. And when he had finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Well, Lord, teach us to pray, as John taught his disciples." And Jesus said to them, "When you pray, say." And Jill, do you have it?
Yep.
Please read it.
"Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we ourselves forgive everyone who is indebted to us, and lead us not into temptation."
And right after this, in verse 5, he tells us a little parable, a story. And we need to have the right perspective on prayer. It's not like, and this story is about a friend who has a visitor who comes late at night. He has nothing to give his friend. And hospitality was a really big thing in Middle Eastern culture and still is. And he goes to a neighbor and knocks on the door, but it's late at night. And he's persistent. And it says in verse 8, because of he is his friend, he won't get up because he's his friend, but because of his impudence, like his constant, incessant knocking, he'll give him whatever he needs. But God is not like that. I mean, God wants to give his children good gifts. So this is kind of like a negative example. If we're not willing to help our neighbor in need, but just to get them out of our hair and out of the way, right, we will help them. How much more will God help us because he loves us?
Yeah. Yeah, I was thinking of, that's why this is such a cool chapter. I was thinking of the little surprises that the God winks that people go throughout their day and look in the sky and there's a rainbow, or there's something that has just always touched their heart. I think it's Mim, your wife, who whenever she sees feathers, she thinks about God.
Yeah, it's actually a friend of hers, but yeah, that's a little love nudge from God to see a feather.
But those little things that are personalized, that it's like, oh, God was thinking about me today. God knows me.
Yeah. So let's go quickly to page 1251. I just want to point out a few things. This is Matthew 6. And Jesus, again, is teaching about prayer. Now, this is in the Sermon on the Mount. So it's a little different context. And he's saying, when you pray, don't pray like the hypocrites. So how do they pray? Well, they make a big performance out of prayer. So they make sure they can be seen by everyone. They're standing on the street corner. They probably have some pretty lofty words and they sound eloquent. But I said, no, when you pray, just pray to your Father in secret. You don't have to use a lot of words, thinking that God will hear you, or they don't even have to be persuasive. They just simply need to come from your heart. And he said, pray like this. Now, let's go ahead and read that again and notice there's something different.
Yeah. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
So the word here is debts instead of in Luke 11 is sin. And then Jesus goes on and says, if you forgive others their trespasses, your Father will forgive also you. But if you don't forgive others, neither will your Father forgive you. So what happens usually when you get hurt? You keep score. And you either want revenge or you want to get even. So these are all accounting terms. You want to balance the ledger or balance the balance sheet so that it equals zero. And if somebody hurts you, we want to hurt them back. But God is saying, forgive.
Right.
Cancel the score. Wipe it out.
Yeah.
So that's a huge thing. Now, Jill, you pointed something out prior to us recording this that you notice what's missing.
For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. And on page 236 in Luther's Small Catechism, under the notes section, it's kind of right in the middle of the page, it talks about these words were included in the church history as a response of the praise, a response of praise at the conclusion of the prayer, but they're not actually included in the manuscript in the Bible. And it was something that I actually grew up Catholic, and it was a response that the people, the congregation didn't say. It was a response that the priest said. And mm-hmm. when I went to Lutheran churches, I was like, oh, okay, we all say that. And I had a conversation with a friend of mine who went to a Catholic nursing school, and it was very abrupt for her because...
it just ends.
Yeah, it just ends. And she,
deliver us from evil. Yeah. Punkt.
That's yeah. It. And I've gone to a few other retreats, and they don't say forever and ever. They say forever. And so sometimes I try to sneak it in.
Yeah, forever and ever and ever.
Right.
Well, to close this out, next week we'll do the first petition. We'll start with Our Father. But for now, what I would do, which is what my pastor did for me when I was 14 years old. He had us take our hand, and you know how you draw around your hand?
Ooh.
On a piece of paper. And so we had this hand. And then he said, I want you to label it ACTS. And what that meant was, it's an acronym for adoration, confession, thanksgiving, and a big word called supplication, which simply means to make petitions or to ask God for things. So the first thing is you want to give God thanks and praise. The next thing you want to do is confess any sin or confess your troubles or your anxieties and fears, and then give thanks for God listening to you and that he's a good God and you trust him. And then petitions kind of ending again in what you're hoping for. Now, there's another way that we've been learning through the daily text. It's called the TRIP prayer, T-R-I-P. Same idea. So you have Thanksgiving. R stands for regret. So maybe something you want to do, but you haven't done. And if you look in your daily text on page 3, it says, thanks is what in this verse makes me thankful. Regret is what in this verse causes me to regret something. And then intercession, what does this text lead me to pray for? And then purpose, what action does this text require me or encourage me to take today? So there's some beautiful ways to learn how to pray. But my most favorite way, if you're ever stumbling over words and don't know what to say, is simply to pray the Psalms.
Mm.
Because the Psalms, or the Psalter, is actually comprised of 5 books of 150 Psalms, is the prayer book of the church. And you'll learn that some of these prayers were quoted by Jesus himself and have been fulfilled in Jesus, but the other prayers are what we pray because they come from the human heart.
Right. And I don't know if you were going to share one, but I also wanted to say, so page 232, C, where it says, gives us the very words that we use in prayer. And I know we're talking about the Lord's Prayer there, but the Psalms, I had a memory of, I was reading a Bible plan, and I was just... I was just so sad one day, and I'd been doing very well with my Bible plan, but I couldn't that day. I was so, so desperate. And I woke up the next morning and I was still upset, but I turned to my Bible plan and it was a page in the Psalms. And it was like God had written out the words of my heart, how sad I was, and every single word, like he had written it out, like he had listened to every single word. And so it was like, yeah, so pick up the Psalms. I didn't know they did that.
Yes. So there are different kinds of Psalms, and you'll learn about that. That's in question 233. There's confession, there's requests, there's intercession, thanksgiving, lamentations, complaint, praise, and adoration. But even then, if you have trouble finding a psalm that expresses your heart, you have this one fallback. And this verse really touches me. This is in Romans chapter 8. So now we're on page 1503 in your student Bible. And if you're ever wondering, like, I just don't have the words today.
Right.
And said, well, God speaks for you.
Yeah.
And I'm looking right now at verse 15. It said, we have received the Spirit of the Son of God. So we can go to God and cry, Abba, Father. That's very personal. And the Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are his children and co-heirs and fellow heirs with Christ. And then it talks about, like, verse 26, sometimes in our weakness, we don't know what to pray for. But the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. It's like deep calls the deep. The Spirit searches the heart and the mind, and the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. So you never have to worry that you are not in communication. But somehow God loves it when you express vocally your thoughts, your worries, your cares, anxieties, your hopes, your dreams, your thanksgiving, your adoration. God loves it when you talk with him personally.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry I won't be with you on this class, but I think you're going to enjoy this one. This is a very special unit, and prayer is one of my favorites. So,
how about we read the Lord's Prayer?
Let's read the Lord's Prayer one more time.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
So next week we're going to talk about the first petition, what it means to talk to God as our Father.
Amen.
Amen. See you next time.